This is an exciting time to be a printmaker. The artist's palette is being expanded by new tech-based tools, even as the work remains anchored in techniques that go back centuries. Charles Cohan teaches printmaking at UH Manoa and keeps an eye on new developments in his craft, many of which are currently on display in an exhibition at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center, where Charlie and several of his peers from around the country make their statements on the natural world. He's on the phone with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Are you finding there more and more basically computer-based techniques that can be integrated into older techniques in your work?
Well, I think the range of contemporary printmaking, kind of the expansion of the definition, you're bringing in 3D printing these days, CNC cutting, CAD programming, and these are integrating within more of the kind of traditional kind of foundation techniques of the medium.
What's CAD programming?
Computer numerical control. Excuse me. CAD programming is computer assisted design, and CNC cutting is a computer numerical control system where you can computer program cutting heads, similar to just an extension of the hand and the cutting motion with a traditional tool, but in a computer based language.
And then 3D printing essentially allows you to make a dimensional version of something that you can envision on a computer, right?
Yes, yeah, and it certainly found its place within kind of sculptural practices, but it has really extended into printmaking in kind of a contemporary definition, and so printmaking as we traditionally knew it as a two-dimensional medium has now very fluidly kind of reached into the three-dimensional realm as well.
One of the things that's interesting to me, Charlie, about the new techniques integrated with old techniques is obviously these new techniques work very fast, among other things.
Yeah, there's certainly, there's something to say for speed and efficiency, and traditional printmaking techniques are renowned for being fairly slow and labor-intensive. So it's an interesting kind of space between kind of the speed of contemporary technology and yet still an appreciation for the slow, kind of more kind of practice methods of traditional making.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking about, Charlie, because there definitely is a value to the slow methods in that they're very considered methods.
Yeah, and it's interesting kind of within our contemporary world, there's kind of a visible reappreciation of the kind of slow, laborious techniques in the face of all the speed and efficiency of contemporary technologies. And certain aspects, I'll just mention, say, traditional book arts and hand letterpress printing, which have really experienced a revival over the past 15 and 20 years in the face of all of this new and speedy technology.
Well, maybe the downside of speedy technology is that if you're not careful, it can be a little superficial.
It can be. It also be very easily replicated, and so losing a sense of authenticity and identity of the individual maker.
Well, that definitely seems to be eroding in the contemporary art world. The whole idea of originality and authenticity.
And it's something definitely that's being re-questioned within these new developing technologies.
Mm-hmm. How are they reflected in this show? Statements on nature. Now you're implying these techniques to make comments on the natural world.
Yeah, the exhibition, it features eight artists whose work is basically investigating both traditional and non-traditional techniques. And that extends into the way in which nature kind of as a base kind of foundation for the exhibition. Because the artists, it's a range of artists looking at both the natural world as we kind of refer to it in kind of a natural state of the environment, but also the kind of landscapes of cultural and political and social constructs as well. So the notion of nature is kind of an extended definition in this respect.
Sure, because you have work here that addresses things like invasive species, climate change,
deforestation, but also work that investigates kind of a social deterioration and kind of personal issues within that.
How do you translate that into you? How do you make a comment on that in your medium? How does that translate into the work?
My own personal work for this exhibition is a series of large-scale, all hand-cut woodcuts, which are, as we previously mentioned, very laborious, very time-consuming. Mm-hmm. And there's a subtle reference in my work in this particular piece regarding deforestation, regarding invasive species, regarding kind of the the very short lifespan of certain aspects of the physical natural environment. So I try to, in this particular work, to kind of link the slow, laborious process to kind of the time considerations of the natural environment and of, particularly in this case, kind of horticultural species.
Because your work refers to a grove of black cherry trees, huh?
Yes, which are a non-native species in the Pacific Northwest of the United States. Mm-hmm. And these are trees that were actually transported from the southeastern part of the country in the kind of early mid-1920s and have been a stand or grove on this individual piece of property that my family has actually owned for the last 40 years. So we basically observed kind of the state of the natural landscape through the degrading state of this particular stand of non-native invasive, basically invasive species.
So it didn't thrive in a new environment?
No, it didn't. They were healthy through the 1970s and 80s when I was kind of growing up on adjacent to this landscape. But in the past 10 years, they have contacted a blight, and they recently kind of reached the point at which they all had to be cut down. So my particular piece is basically a kind of a personal kind of memoir, personal memorial to this particular grove of trees and what it has represented in terms of the natural landscape and my family's identity in relating to this particular piece of property.
Because it was a place of your childhood as well.
It was a place that I kind of grew up on. Mm-hmm. It was a family property that was primarily used kind of in the spring, summer, and autumn months. And as a place that my mother, who's now elderly, that she kind of spent many of the last years of her life. And the tree for me kind of represents her view and her vision of this particular land and its ever-changing condition.
Well, that's also an example of how a natural setting can very much take on the character of the people who inhabit it. Yeah,
absolutely, and reflect in a subliminal manner that reflect the changes that those individuals are experiencing as well.
I called you last night at your studio, and I got the definite impression of a bustling environment. Is that what
you reached me at the UH Manoa printmaking studio, which at the time you called, we were right between classes shifting, so it's a group studio. It's an open access student environment, I think you caught it in a fairly noisy and bustling moment.
I thought it was great, Charlie, because it goes against the stereotype of the artist in his lonely garret. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very much tied to printmaking, and there are certain forms, I think, printmaking, the glass arts, ceramics, certainly metalsmiths can understand as well, that it's not always possible to maintain your own personal individual studio. So many of these forms, printmaking I think especially included, they are collaborative studios, they're cooperative working environments where you don't work as a solo, isolate artist on your own. You are working in a community that is using the space collaboratively, cooperatively, and in a shared spirit.
Well, I thought it was kind of nice. Thanks very much for talking with us, Charlie.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Charles Cohen is a professor of art and printmaking program chair at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. He's the co-curator of Statements on Nature, a survey of printmaking today at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center's Schaefer International Gallery. The show runs until March 13th, and you can find out more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.